Okay, let's get into Yecheskel Perek Ches. In this Perek, we have the third of the Maisa Merkava visions that Yecheskel Hanavi has, along with the fact that he is transported in his prophecy. Again, not transported physically. He never left Bavel in all these years. But he's transported in his prophecy to be in Yerushalayim. Hashem shows him the to'evos and the sins that have accrued, that have caused the galus, that have caused the Chorban, and the roots of all the problems that Klal Yisrael have. This is what Yecheskel has shown. And Hashem is showing him, you know, all the terrible things that you've seen happen that I'm showing you. It's all because of this. And wouldn't any power get so upset that people are rebelling against him? But this is the vision that he sees, again, going to the roots of the sin. So the Tarek starts off, Ayihi Bashana Hashishis Bashishi Bachamisha Lachodesh. In the sixth year, the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month. So it's the sixth year of the Galus Yechaniah. So this is, if you do the math, go back to Perek Aleph where we have the dates. This is a year and 2 months after Perek Aleph. 14 months after Perek Aleph. The problem that some Meforshim point out here, the Radak and the Malbim, is that there are 415 days, 14 months. There are 415 days, and in the interim, Yecheskel, if you remember, had the tzivui to lie on his side for 430 days. That's as a remez to what is going to be. And here it says that he was sitting on Yoshe Bebesi. So if he was commanded to lie, how could he be sitting? So the Seder Olam quotes, and the Malbim says, maybe it was a leap year. If it was a leap year with two others, that covers it. The 430 days are over before this devua takes place. The other answer the Radak says is that, obviously, if, as we said, some of Farshim say that he never laid on his side for 430 days. Like the Rambam writes in that Perek and Mar Nevuchim, all of these Nevuas are just Nevuas. They're not commanded to do anything. Unlike the Ramban, who at least argues on some of them, there in Sefer Breishis, where he says it's a Paul Dimion for what is going to be, but the Radak here says, if it's all a Mar Nevuah, then you don't have to worry about these days and how do you fit the 415 with the 430, says the Radak. V'nirah mitoch dvarav ki shchivas hatzdadim ha'isa kamashma, aval l'pirushenu shepirashu ki kamaran b'mar nevuah haya, and on the Tzvicham L'Kalzeh, there's nothing that we have to figure out. But either way, this is when it took place, sixth year of Yehoyachin, on the fifth day of Elul. What happens? On Yoshi Bevesi, V'zikna Yehuda, Yoshim Lafanai, I'm sitting in my house, and the Zikna Yehuda, the Zakenim who used to be in Yehuda, they were exiled now, so now they're in Galus. They were sitting in front of me. What were they doing in front of him? They wanted to know what was going to be, right? They trusted Yecheskel, and they wanted to know, says the Abar Benel, Hazakenim Boez Yecheskel, Ladas Mimenu, Ma Yehiyeb, Yerushalayim, what's going to happen? Ha'im tisha'er b'shalvasa u'malchusa u'nevuchanetzer lo yelech aleha? Is it going to survive? Nevuchanetzer will not go. V'lo yashchisa k'mosha yechoshiv tzidkiyahu va'amo, like Tzidkiyahu and the other Jews there, they thought it would never happen, it would never occur that there would be a korban. Oh, im techarev Yerushalayim v'yiglu, they know that these Jews now realize what Galus was and they were sent out. So they're wondering, are there other Jews going to follow us? Techarev Yerushalayim, maybe they were more ready to hear it. V'yiglu b'nei Yehuda k'mosha nibalem Yirmiyo, like Yirmiyo had been telling them all the years. Why were they in doubt? It's already been 6 years, as we just said. It's been 6 years since they went into Galus, so maybe it should have happened sooner. So they're wondering, maybe it's not going to be destroyed. It's already been 6 years since, and nothing's happened since then. So that's why they're sitting there to hear from Yecheskel. The hand of God was upon me. The Radak again says that means a strong level of nevuah, the hand of God. And I saw. Rashi says, "Aser lizbonein b'pasuk zeh." One is not allowed to focus too much on this pasuk. It doesn't say aser likra. You're allowed to read it, but you're not allowed to be misbonein. You're not allowed to try to figure it out. This pasuk, which is also categorized as maisa merkava, which the Mishnah says in Chagiga that there are limitations of how one is allowed to learn. Okay, we had back in Perek Aleph, the chariot of fire, the Maisa Merkava. We had in Perek Gimel, where he's Barak Kavod Hashem Atiseini Ruach Vashvach Harai Kol Rash Gadol. And here we have the third. The Radak says, the three visions are parallel to the three Golios that Klal Yisrael went in. V'inei demus kamara esh, kamara masav olamata esh. I saw a being, the bottom part of it was fire. Umi masav olamala kamari zora kein chashmala. And on the top of it was chashmal. Again, no translation for chashmal. The Gemara talks about what exactly it is, and what it symbolizes, but that is the vision that he sees. Vayishlach Tavris Yada. What does he do? This vision of this being comes and takes Yechezkel in his vision towards Yerushalayim. The Gemara again says, to review, we didn't do all of these by the earlier ones, so we'll do a number of them now. The Mishnah says, as we were at the beginning of the second parak of Chagiga, Ein Dershin Barais Bishlosha, Velo Maisa Bereshis Bishlayim, Velo Bimerkava Biyachid. Not a Darshan Maisa Bereshis one, meaning nothing to do with people misunderstanding someone else, but it's just topics that aren't meant to be talked about. The Gemara there, Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Tani Yerbichiyav, Mostrin Lo Rashi Prakim. You can give over Rashi Prakim different ideas, but not specifically details. Amar Bezera, in Mostrin Rashi Prakim, El La'av Bezdin, Ulechol Mishalibo Do'eg Bikirbo. Only someone who has a certain heart for it. And then even there's stories of the Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Elazar. Ta'ag Merich B'Maisim HaMerkava. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Elazar, I'm going to teach you the Maisim Merkava. And you might have thought this, it wasn't what an amazing opportunity. Rabbi Yochanan is going to teach me. Amar Lei says Rabbi Elazar, Lo Kashoy, I'm not old enough. No, it's not appropriate. He knew. Kikash, and when he got old enough, Noach Nafish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, by the time he got old enough, Rabbi Yochanan died. So Rabbi Yochanan couldn't teach him. Amalei Rabbi Yasi, Tov Agrech Maisim Merkava. Rav Asi says, okay, I'll teach you. Amalei Zakai Gemirta Mir Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. You know, if I was Zoche, I would have gotten it from Rabbi Yochanan. And different stories also about Maisim Merkava, what they learned. Interesting story in the next line. Rav Yosef Havigavir Maisim Merkava. Savi Debubadi Savi Tonu Maisim Bracious. Right, creation versus Maisim Merkava, whatever these categories are. Amalei, they say to Rav Yosef, how about we do a trade? Ligvar Lon Mar Maisim Merkava, you'll teach us Maisim Merkava. Amalehu Agron Li Maisim Bracious. Yo, first you teach me Maisim Bracious. So they did. Bacha the Agmaru, and after they taught it to him, Amrulay, okay, Ligvar Lon Mar Maisim Merkava, now it's your turn. Amalehu, he says to them, sorry, I can't. Tanina Lehu, Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'shonech, Dvar Ma'metukim Midvash V'chalav Yiyah Tachas L'shonech. Certain things are supposed to stay under your tongue. Under your tongue. Tachas L'shonech. Right, we're not supposed to give it over. And this is this sort of even the greatest Rabbanim. There are certain topics that we're not supposed to be involved in. The Maharsha there says, Maharsha there on that Gemara, very important Maharsha. Maharsha says in Chagiga that there's something that we call Kabbalah. Probably the same thing he was calling Kabbalah. He says that young people are involved in it. He says it doesn't say anything about Kabbalah in the classical sources. So I don't know where this Chachma came from. Says the Maharsha, Mikan Shuva, when he says, when the Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Elazar, teach me, and he said, I'm not old enough. So he says, that has a message for us. Mikan shuva lo'osan anashim, shevedor hazeh, shemevalim kol yemehem, bechachmas ha-kabbalah, gam b'yaldusam. They learn these things when they're young. V'yemachachma ha-hi, chachmas ha-kabbalah, einu nogea b'maisim merkava, lo yadana, lama lo'huzkra, zu ha-chachma, b'shum makom. If that's Kabbalah is not Maisa Merkava, then what else is it? And if it's something else, then it's never mentioned anywhere. And if it is Maisa Merkava, they shouldn't be studying it. It's a Miman of Shach. And he says, it's not mentioned lo b'shem makom, lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'talmud, u'b'tosefta, u'b'mechilta, u'b'sifra, u'b'sifri. U'lefisha hanireh, and it appears, she'chachma zu noga'as b'lamala mi'maisa Merkava. It sounds like this is related. V'yoser roi lahastira, v'lo l'galosa. And we should keep it hidden. We shouldn't be studying it, says the Marsha. And therefore, says the Marsha, we need to know what we need to learn and know what we should stay away from learning. The Rambam also tells us, at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yesod HaTorah, we know the first four prakim of Yesod HaTorah are all about physics and metaphysics and malachim and different levels of being. The Rambam says, at the end of that Perek, first he says, the second to last halacha in Perek Dalet, Bizman Shadam Misbonim Bidvarim Ha'elu. If you really understand these topics, Umaker Kol Abruim, Mimalach, V'Galgal, V'Adam, you know the malachim and the galgalim, and you realize, V'yira Chachmaso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Yitzurim B'chol Bruim, you realize the Chachmaso, it's infinite. Mosif ahava lamakom, v'titzma anafsho, v'yichme b'saro. Your soul will thirst, your flesh will pine. Le'ehova makom barachu. That's the goal. Ahava. V'yira, v'yifached, at the same time, right? The beginning of Yisod HaTorah, Beis. Right, that's a more famous Rambam. This one is less known, Dalad Yud Beis, but it's the same idea. V'yafachin mishifluso, v'daluso, v'kaluso, k'shiyaruch atzmo le'echon mi'agufos ha'kadoshim ha'gdolim. I'll have an unbelievable taiva and thirst to be close to Hashem, and realize how far I am away from Hashem. But then the next halacha, v'inyani arba'a prakim elu, shebechamesh mitzvos ha'elu, heim shachachamma rishonim karinoso, pardes. This is what's called Pardes, as the Gemara there in Chagiga talks about. Arba nechlesu lapardes, right? The four that went into the Pardes, including Acher. V'yavo bishe gdoli Yisrael hayu, v'chachamim gdolim hayu, lo kulam hayu ben koach leida ulasi koladvar malburyan. They weren't strong enough, even Chazal. V'ani omer, says the Rambam, she'ein ra'ui lihitayel bepardes, elamishin ismale kreso lechem ubasar. Don't take a walk in the orchard unless your stomach is already full of meat and milk, meat and bread. And what's meat and bread? V'lechem ubasar zehu leida biur ha'asar v'hamutar v'chayotzim en mishar mitzvahs. Nigle, no all nigle, every halacha. V'yavo bishet varam elu davar katan, karosam chachamim. And even though the rabbis call this a davar katan, shei amr chachamim, right, in sukkah, davar gadol maisim merkava, davar katan havayis davayav harava, afal pikein, even though the maisim merkava might be called davar gadol, and havayis davayav harava, halach is called davar katan, the rabbi says, that's what you should do first. Re'uyin hein lahakdimon, shehein miyashvim daito shel adam tchila, that's good for yourself. The ode, shehein, and also, not only are they miyashev, which might make it still seem that there's a goal to get beyond it, but then the Rambam says, no, shehein hatova hagdola, sheishpia kadosh baruch hu liyishuv ha'olam hazeh, kedei linchol chay olam haba, studying the halacha, studying the Torah, it's the greatest tova that kadosh baruch hu gave us, v'yefsha sheyade makol, gadol v'katan ish v'isha, ba'alev rachu v'ba'alev katzer, and everybody can understand it. The tova hagdola, the greatness that kadosh baruch hu has given us by studying the halacha. So again, when we get to this pasuk, and Rashi says, osir lizbonein, okay, right, we know it's part of the Maaseh Merkava, what it symbolizes, but we know that there is so much for us to do in the Lechem and the Basar. So what happens? He sees this vision. Vayishlach tavnis yad, vayikacheni b'tzitzis roshi. The being grabs me by my hair, which the Radak explains it's not a mechubad way of taking, because it's going to show the sins. Vatisosi ruach ben aras ben hashamayim. And he carries me between heaven and earth. And he's talking to the Ziknei Yehuda that are sitting there with him. And I see this vision of me being carried into the Beis HaMikdash. Shar Pnimis Haponet Safona Asher Sham Moshav Semel Hakina Hamakne. And what's sitting there? The symbol of my jealousy. That makes me jealous. That makes me angry. What is that? That's Mamash Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Radak points out that at this time, we only have a record of Menashe putting an idol into the Beis HaMikdash. And Yoshiyahu HaMelech already got rid of it. So here that shows, and it's a reflection on everything else that he's about to see, that it doesn't mean that this was literally there right now, but the effects of it were there right now. The Avodah Zarah that they believed in, right? It started with Menashe. But again, that is all. That is all. That's what the Malbim says. I'm sorry, that was the Malbim points out this Sahara. But that was all, the stains of it were affected and the sins continued. V'hinei shom kvod elokei Yisrael, the Shechina was there still, kemara sharisi babika, like I saw in the Bika back in Perak Aleph. V'yomer Eli, and Hashem says to me, Ben Adam, sonei necha derech safona, look around. Look around at all the others. V'esei derech safona, v'hinei mitzavon l'sharm ezbeach, seba lakino haza bibia, right at the entranceway. Idolatry. You see what these terrible things that they're doing. They're doing things to make me distant. It's nothing to do with me. I want to be close. These sins make me distant. Turn around, I'll show you more. He turns around, he says, look into the hole over there. Make the hole bigger. I see there's a Pesach in there. And what do I see in there? Toevos gadolos. I see Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah, as we've pointed out before, the word Toeva in the Torah is used in various ways. Sometimes it's used to describe the Chefza Shel Aveira, right? Avodah Zarah is called Toeva. Sometimes it's called, the act is called Toeva. Sometimes the person is called a Toeva. Three different usages in the Torah. The latter, the person, is the least used. But again, the act sometimes is called Toeva, like Mishkav Zachar is called Toeva, and sometimes the item, like Avodah Zarah, is called Toeva. We've discussed that. But what does he see? He sees all these Avodah Zarah. V'shivim mishmi ziknei beis Yisrael. He sees 70 rabbis, right? The Sanhedrin. V'yaznayo ben shafan omeid betocham. Omdim lefnehem. V'ish b'kerto b'yado. The Yisrael all have their little shovels to put the Ktores on, and they're giving it to the Avodah Zarah. V'yomer Eli. And he says, Hashem says to me again, do you see Ben Adam what they're doing? They're doing ziknei pasuk yud beis. Asher ziknei beis Yisrael osim b'choshech. They're in the dark. Ish b'chadri maskiso. On the outside, they might be acting properly, but hidden. Ki omrim ein Hashem roe osanu. They say Hashem doesn't see us. Azav Hashem asaretz. They say there's no ashkacha. That's what they say. They say there's no ashkacha. The Sefer Yikarim points out it's like ludicrous. It's ludicrous because the Sefer Yikarim, quoting this pasuk, quote this pasuk in Maimar Dalet, Perek Yud. People say Azav Hashem is Haaretz, but he quotes a number of riyas, but he just quotes one point. He says, Mitzad HaMekabel. He says, people, we look around and we see that we have something in common with animals. Right? We also have to eat, and we have to drink, and we have to procreate. Right? We have these things with animals. So why do we have more seichel than animals? Why did Hashem create us with more seichel? What's the purpose? If the whole purpose of life is just to eat, drink, sleep, be merry, and then one dies, so then why are we different than the animals? Why were we given a seichel? Obviously, we have a higher purpose, says the Sefer Yikarim. And obviously, that purpose is mushkach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have a higher purpose and there's no hashkacha, then what's the purpose? He says, "V'amar zeh shachesed hazeh hanitam ba'adam b'lisa feik hayalas sagas tachlis ma nichba yoser mishar balechayim v'zeh yitaro nimsa bo yoreshu nechshe b'eni Hashem yoter mikol echad mehem." And therefore, we have to make sure that we follow what we realize with our intellect. So he says, people say in Hashem ra'o asanu, but right, the Radak says they're kofer in hashgacha. But so many mitzvahs of ours are related to encouraging us and clarifying for us hashgacha. Where the Sefer Chinuch talked about this at length on the mitzvah of tzara'as in mitzvah kuf samach tes. Tumas Mitzora. In Parshas Tazria, he talks about Misharshia Mitzvah, Likvo the Tzaras, which was a direct sickness given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Averos. Likvo ben Afshoseinu ki Ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu Pratis al Kol Echad ve'Echad mibnei Adam. Direct personal Ashkocha. V'chi eina pekuchos al Kol Darkehem. V'lacheinu Zarnu Laseis Lev al Acholi Arad. That's why we should be focused. And if somebody gets this illness, it's a message from Hashem. Alachshov giachid garamlo. Not to just look away, not to go to a doctor. You go to a kohen. You have to figure out exactly what it is because of lashon hara and other averus that are mentioned there in Meseches Arachin. Why this comes and all the hesgerim, all the details. And he quotes there are different types of beliefs in hashgacha. How people believe, and he quotes at the end, V'anachnu ba'alei adat ha'amitit, nasim hashkachaso baruchu al kol minei ba'alei chayim b'chlau. Animals have hashkacha klolis. People have hashkacha pratis. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Klomer, shekol min min aminim, nivram ba'olam, yizkayim la'olam, lo yichalev yovad kulo. Hashem, make sure, u'bemin ha'adam na'amin, ki hashkachaso baruchu al kol echad ve'echad b'frat, v'hu ha'mevin el kol ma'aseihem. V'chein kibalnu migdolenu, v'gam nimsa al zeh harbe ksuvim yaru, ki ha'inyin kein. Hashkacha. And this is what Yechezkel is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have denied me. They have rejected me, Hashem says. V'yomer elai, pasuk yud gimel, O tashuv tireh, keep looking. He keeps showing him new averus, and he goes to another door. V'yov yosiyah pesach shar beis Hashem, v'yisham hanashim yoshvos, there were women sitting there, mevakos es hatamuz. They were being mevake tamuz. What is that being to be mevake tamuz? Many different pshatim. Rashi quotes, and most mefarshim quote, that there was an avodah zarah called tamuz. It was made out of type of lead. Once you light a fire inside of it, so its eyes start melting, and it looks like it's tearing. And the goal of the avodah zarah is to try to get it to start tearing, and this is what they believed in, that they were mevake. They caused tamuz to cry. The Radak says maybe it's lashon saginor. Tamuz was an idol, and they were smisameach. They were happy with the idol. But others give other, the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam quotes that there was a Navi Sheker called Tammuz, and it was killed, and they used to come every summer, one day on his yard site, to be able to worship and to do things. Either way, that definitely relates, as the Abarbanel says here, to the month of Tammuz, where all the tragedies occurred. As we know, in the month of Tammuz, that was when the walls were broken. And that's when the other four tragedies, Shviras Haluchos and others, started. That's the Abarbanel, that a lot of crying in Tammuz. Vayomer Eli, and he continues, Arisa ben Adam, oh, Tashuv Tira, look around, more Toevis. What happens? He turns around, he goes between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, 25 men, Achoreim El Heichal Hashem, with their back turned to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Upreim Kedma, they're facing east, they're facing the sun, the ultimate in terms of Avodah Zarah. with their backs to Hashem, Fema Mishtachavisem Kedmal Hashemesh, and they're bowing to the sun. So 2 points, double lashon. First, Chazal pick up on the fact in Kiddushin, the Ayin Beis, Rashi quotes it. They have their face east and their back west. Obviously, if their back is west, their face is east. No, it's emphasizing, says Rashi, they weren't only facing back, but they were defecating and they were relieving themselves towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only were they serving the sun, they were being mitayv. We can't even fathom it, right? This is what they were doing in the Beis HaMikdash. Also interesting, the word the Hema, what should it say? They were bowing down, Mishtachavim. It says Mishtachavisem. Rashi says this is a conjugation of two words. Right, Mishtachaveh and Hashchasa. They were bowing down and destroying. Right, both of these were coming together. The Nitziv in the Hamak Davar in Bereshis on the word Velo Yisboshashu at the end of Perek Beis, he quotes many examples of this throughout Tanakh, where you have one word which is kind of a combination of two words because there's two meanings going on here. He quotes on Yisboshashu, right? Busha. He says most people translate it as embarrassed than busha, but he says you never have a double lashon like boshashu to mean busha. Just say busha if you mean busha. So he thinks it means a double. Number one, busha. It means embarrassed. They weren't embarrassed because it was before the Yetzer Hara came into them. And boshesh, like Moshe was boshesh lavo. He was late. Late in coming. Lois Bashashu, there was no delay. What do you mean there was no delay? Usually, in order to have a Mara HaNevuah, in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a delay. I have to take off all of my layers of being a physical person and eating and drinking, and then connect to Hashem. But in those days, before the Chait, there was no Boshesh. There was no delay. Adam, right away, he was able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was Arum, he was naked, he didn't have all those layers on him. And that's how he was able to connect. Adam lefnei achet haya Arum, mi b'li chatitza, mi deos enoshi, v'yemkei kesheratza lios davak b'shchina, lo boshesh, ashi igiel hazeh, elahisik tekev v'miyad avas Hashem, kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu, imdu v'eshmam ha'yitzav Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do. But another example that he quotes is our pasuk, v'hema mishachavisem, keid mal Hashemesh, v'hema misparish diktuk tevas mishachavisem, ki mishnei sharashim, milashon hishtachava'a, umilashon hashchasa. They were bowing down and destroying. And finally, at the end of the parak, v'yomer Eli Arisa ben Adam, did you see how they're doing all these toevos, ki malu asaras chamas, v'yeshuv alachiseini, They're angering me. The Zmora, the bad smell. Rashi says maybe it's connected to what we just said. They were relieving themselves. That smell went into their nostrils and nothing changed. Others say it means the Torah that they were burning because they all had those shovels. Either way, Hashem says, I'm going to take care of them. And they'll eventually start talking to me, but it'll be too late. Again, a lot of messages that we get from this parak. In terms of understanding the roots of the Churban and the vision that Yechezkel was given. Okay, we'll have to stop here.